Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 509, live from the bloodstained killing fields here in Garden City, New York, at the Long Island Retro Show. As always, I'm your host, GPD, and I am joined by a man who is so into retro, he's wearing underwear from 1993, Wombat.
It's more like a waistband from 1993, if you want to get technical.
And fringes.
Yes. That's nice. How my wife likes it.
Now you can't say things like that since your wife is sitting right upstairs. Hi, Shipwreck. Welcome.
Hello.
Man who's actually into real, like, hardcore retro.
Sure. We have to mention that we're doing this inside of an IMAX theater.
Yeah, this is very new for us. For the people listening at home and don't know what's going on, we're at the Long Island Retro Show here in Long Island. And we're in a planetarium, IMAX planetarium, I think. And we're at the bottom of the stage and we're basically just looking up at the people.
At the thousands and thousands of people.
Right. The people are waiting outside. They couldn't get in. Everybody's looking at my bald spot.
Which one?
Maybe can find it because they're looking down at us. But we're excited to be here. A new venue this year. Obviously a lot more stuff going on at the show this year because we're not as well attended here in the auditorium.
Well, I think there's probably the same amount of people in here that there was last year, but the theater is four times the size as the theater of last year.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
Full.
It's full
Move
for
on.
Us.
Move on.
Right.
It's full of love. What else do you need?
Right. And people are still coming in. That's how exciting it is here.
Yeah.
But it's a great show here. We've been buying a lot of tchotchkes. I bought a Battlestar Galactica figure. What was it called? The Imperial...
I don't know what you bought.
Yeah, you bought it, not us.
I don't know. I had this figure when I was a kid, and I saw it. The Imperious Leader. I don't know if you know about that.
It's pretty. Looks like it has a lot of articulation.
It's like...
It's just like a old lady in a dress, basically. An alien old lady. I don't know, but I remember...
I can picture you as a child saying to your mom, please, I need the old lady in a dress toy.
I think I only had one Battlestar Galactica figure, and this was it. I know I had this because I know what she looks like naked underneath this.
There's nothing creepy about that at all.
No, it was weird. It was very weird. But $10 here at Long Island Retro, so that's pretty exciting.
Shipwreck got some stuff, too.
I bought some TurboGrafx CD games.
Mm-hmm. And a second mortgage on your house to get them.
Not $10?
They were deals.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Usually at the start of our shows, we talk about the feedback from last week's show. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, so last week we talked about Shipwreck most definitely being in NBA Playgrounds as a playable character that's going to be 9 feet tall and ratings of 10 for all stats, right?
Some of that may happen.
Some of that may happen.
That's like the new NBA Jam that came out, basically. And we are on a mission to get Shipwreck, who actually plays basketball very well, to get him into the game because we think that it's possible that we can make it happen.
And appropriate.
And appropriate.
So Bickle has to say, I consider Wombat to already be in a game since the Mass Effect multiplayer was called Project Wombat. So I pose this to you guys since you two you've actually really been in a game already. And Shipwreck will be. Does that count?
No. So Wombat, I don't know if you remember, but Mass Effect, what was it? Mass Effect
2.
2?
The good one.
They were working on a multiplayer mode for the game, and they wanted to make it accessible to a certain type of gamer. And that the prototype gamer, is not a joke, was Wombat. One of the developers on the game was a big fan of the CADcast.
I like to think she still is.
She is, but she doesn't work there anymore.
No.
So, sort of right, the tense. Anyway, so they called that multiplayer mode Project Wombat in development. And Wombat did actually like the mode.
Yes. She was very excited to show us because she showed it at E3 that year.
But I don't think that counts as you being in a video game.
Well, no, but, you know, I'm more influential in the history of video game development than the two of you are, and
that,
I'll take it.
That I'll give you.
Mm-hmm.
That you can win that argument.
It was a game changer, literally.
Right. It's very hard to do the show when you have to look like straight up at the ceiling in the audience.
I've decided to stare at you the whole time. Is where we're going with this? That's where my eye line is?
That's fine.
I hope that doesn't bother you. I could stare at Shipwreck a little
bit. That's fine.
My head doesn't really move that way.
Stare at Cheapy.
Right. So we don't have any more news to report on the NBA Playground front.
No.
Not at the moment.
Not at
no.
the moment. Soon. Stay tuned.
Wheels are turning.
Right. Things are happening. Go on, Wombat. Read some more show feedback.
Yes, sir. Regarding the new, was it Lord of the Rings Shadow of War microtransactions?
Which I totally guessed last episode.
Yes, you guessed that correctly. That's where I was going.
We were talking about Injustice 2 last week, having microtransactions, loot boxes, and we were wondering if every Warner Brothers game is going to have that now because that's how these games make money. And Shipwreck said, yes, they will announce it. And then a day later, they announce it.
So
he's good.
Good work. You should be proud.
I'm drinking water.
I noticed that. What do you think about that? So Forever Joe 20 had to say, great episode, love the show. Now that Middle Earth, Shadow of War has microtransactions, I've heard many people say that this turns them away from the game completely. Some even to the point that they're not going to buy it. Just wanted to hear y'all's opinion on this and if it will change your decision as to pick up or not pick up when the game comes out. So were you ever planning on getting this today it comes out?
I think I was. We put it at E3 and it was really good.
A lot of buttons, though.
A lot of buttons. Very complicated.
This game was so complicated that they, when they were demoing at E3, they had a big room set up with stations you could play the game. Every station, it's like probably 30 stations. Every station had a person who worked at Warner Brothers to sit with you and explain the game to you while you're playing it.
For like 45 minutes.
For 45, and it was still hard. Like, I still died instantly with a person getting paid.
We were playing it on the third day, though. They probably weren't coaching us as well at that point.
Right, they had enough of everybody's stuff at that point. Will the microtransactions affect your decision? I mean, I don't really mind, like, loot boxes. I play a lot of Overwatch. And I'm pretty addicted to the whole loot box situation. I don't buy the loot boxes. I've never paid money for them, but I like the idea of opening them when I earn them. And I realize that these games are now like a service and they like to have money coming in all the time so they can say they're going to add new content and you don't have to buy maps and things. So as long as I don't have to buy maps and I don't have to buy the loot boxes and they're still making the content, I'm satisfied.
I don't think you're going to have to buy... Well, they said already that the items in the payable loot boxes is all going to be stuff you can unlock through gameplay.
Right.
But then again, in Injustice, you could play the game to unlock all the shaders. It would just take about 1,000 years. So
it's probably the same system.
Yeah. And you don't really, they haven't really patched in anything for free yet with that game, with Injustice yet. Like, you know, all the characters you still have to buy, obviously. You know, Darkseid, who was the pre-order bonus, is still $6.
Right.
So it would be nice if they added in some new, like, levels for free, because that's probably what that game is lacking.
Right.
Is some variety in the background.
Right. Well, Strange Action Man added on to that question, basically asked, are games like Overwatch at fault for loot boxes in single-player games like Shadow of War? I mean, when you have a big success, people want to copy it. And I don't know. That just doesn't bother me. I'm much more...
I don't think it's... Totally that, though. I think it's just they need to find revenue streams for these games.
Yeah, and
you can't make a AAA game anymore and
expect people just to pay $60.
There's a lot of them, right? So if you make one and it fails and you spend all that money, like, you need to have a backup plan here to hook the whales that do buy your game and play it.
Right.
And I don't blame Overwatch. I blame FIFA and Madden. Wouldn't they predate it
with
their card packs?
Everybody.
FIFA makes all the money because of those card packs.
As long as these guys support the game after the fact and you don't have to buy maps and season passes, I'm fine with the loot box situation.
I doubt will be the case with this game.
Yeah, they're going to probably milk it.
Yeah, they're going to have like, oh, you want to play 9 more story modes? That'll be another $40.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's move on to, we have kids in the audience, so let's call this...
Watch this, fellow people.
Right. So we talk about movies and TV shows that we've been watching. Mrs. Chibi and I both saw War for the Planet of the Apes? Is that what it's called?
War Planet Apes?
You guys haven't watched it.
I have not
seen
it.
I've seen the first two movies, but not this one.
Did you see the first two movies, Wombat?
I actually haven't. I haven't watched any of the new ones.
Why not? They're good.
I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to it. I saw the original one.
This one is mostly apes getting shot at in like a war scenario. It's very well titled.
I was going to say that sounds like what this movie is.
So you're saying that it is a war
Yes.
On the planet featuring apes.
It's Earth.
It's Earth the whole time?
Yeah, I mean,
damn you.
I blew it up. I think a movie like this, where it is supposed to have an emotional impact, I have a hard time connecting with the apes and really bonding with
them. Did you not cry at all?
I did not cry at all. Usually I'm a big sucker for these sad movies where something...
Where monkeys die.
Anything dies, really, or anything sad happens.
It's like your whole, like you have a custom Netflix shirt search that says dead monkey movies.
Right. Or like long distance phone commercials make me cry sometimes.
With monkeys.
But this one, no. Like it just didn't hook me in. I don't know. There was like a comic relief ape in the movie too, and it was, I don't know. The tone was sort of weird for like this serious war thing with it. There were apes and then funny apes in it too, and people apes getting murdered.
All apes are funny.
I don't know. I didn't love it as much as I think it had like a 96 Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's this next fun-filled thing you were watching or listening to?
Oh, I started listening to the My Favorite Murder podcast, and I listened to it last night. I went and visited Cheapy at his house because Shipwreck was there, and we hung out. But it was dark on my way home, and I'm driving alone, and I'm listening to the My Favorite Murder podcast. And as much as I like the podcast, I'm going to say I don't recommend doing that because I could not sleep for like 3 hours after I got home because I needed to calm myself down from listening. It's, for those who don't know, it's a podcast where the two hosts just give you the history of some really awful murderer that actually existed. And each week they talk about one or two actual killers. And it's just creepy.
Why do you want to listen to that?
I don't, because it's interesting and creepy all at the same time. So, I don't know. It's because I did. It's a good show. It just was, the most recent episode is particularly...
Murdery.
Murderer from Germany at the turn of the last century who killed like 30 people, mostly children. Yeah. Fun times.
Sounds light.
Light listening on the drive home from your house.
You're weird.
Time for video games?
Yes. Huh?
Oh, yeah. We can. Why, at the Retro Game Festival?
I don't know. New game releases?
Let's start. All right.
Yeah, we played one last night. It was after you left, Wombat, but Chiefy and I played some Lawbreakers. This is the new Cliff Bleszinski first-person shooter.
Yes.
Hero-based, I would say.
Maybe.
What does that mean?
It means you pick characters, like in Overwatch.
And they do different things.
They have different abilities.
Gotcha.
Like one guy can fly more, one guy has a bigger gun, that type of situation. It's very fast. It reminds me of like Quake with flying, basically. I'm too old for that game. You
did a good job. There was a blitz ball.
Captured the flag with balls. And I captured the
ball. The ball was inside another ball, and you went in that ball, and you grabbed that ball.
I think,
and then you took it to where the ball was supposed to go.
People were focused on shooting each other, and since I wasn't going to really do too well at that, I focused on carrying the ball.
Did you have a ball?
It was all right. Mm. I wouldn't go that far, but it was okay. $30, I think, right?
That's
what the paper says.
It seems pretty good.
Trust the paper.
Yeah. What else came out this week? Hellblade? I don't really know anything about that.
That's the game where if you die a lot...
I don't think that's true,
though. Is that true or not? There are people here. So does Hellblade erase your game save after you die too many times? By show of hands, let us know.
Nobody knows.
No one knows, right? That's what I read, too. And then people got angry about it. And then other people said to stop whining. And
talking to you?
Yeah, mostly to me directly, but about things that aren't related to Hellblade. And yeah, that's all I got.
No, it's from Ninja Theory. The Heavenly Sword people... They made, what else they make?
Sounds good.
The Devil May Cry remake.
Yeah.
Enslaved. Somebody said Enslaved.
Enslaved. Yeah, Enslaved is a good game. And Disney Infinity, they made like the racing. Did they make the racing one? I don't know.
The
racist one? It's supposed to be really good.
The racist one. You remember that Disney game that was racist, The Song of the South?
Yeah, I got that expansion pack. Yeah. It was very hard to find.
Uncle Remus was the best player in the game, though.
Also out this week was the Mega Man Legacy Collection 2. This is some Mega Man X games, I think 4 of them for $20. You guys in on that?
X games? What did you say?
Mega Man X? Yes, it's Mega Man skateboarding. The Mega Man X.
I would play Mega Man skateboarding before I would play that.
So that's a no.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to
play that. Not in on that.
No. Is that the ones with the dog?
With Roll, yes.
There you go.
He knows.
Mm-hmm. I'm hip. I know what the kids like.
That's about it for new releases?
There's more.
That's not? There's more? What else is here?
Res Infinite is out on PC this week.
Oh, that's why you're wearing that shirt?
No. It's because I wore my NHL 94 shirt last year at this thing. So
you had to pick a different shirt then.
I had to pick a different shirt.
All right.
So that's out on PC. It has VR support if you have Oculus. I think just Oculus. I'm not sure, but I don't know. It's a good game. If you haven't played Rez.
When does that other game that we were playing? Are you allowed to talk about that game yet? The one we were playing? No, not yet.
Nidhogg.
Never mind.
That's next week.
Right. Yeah.
Don't say the N-word. All right, now it's time for multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and other news and stuff. This is where I make Wombat talk about Overwatch, which is a game he doesn't like at all and makes fun of. But because I write the outline, I get to name the sections and torture you every week.
That works for me.
Yeah. So the summer games are out for Overwatch now. Brought back Lucio Ball and a lot of good skins, a lot of fun beach-themed skins. I know you're very excited about. Which one are you looking for the most, do you think?
I'm looking forward to the one that has the guy in the bathing suit and a cowboy hat.
Oh, he got one. Good for you.
Yeah, see?
You saw it.
I pay attention to the planet.
Also, in other Overwatch news, they are having a deathmatch mode, finally. So you can actually play. You don't have to play.
No more
objectives.
So there wasn't a deathmatch mode?
There was no deathmatch mode. Before it was all objective stuff.
And that, so is it team deathmatch or is it?
I think it's free for all.
So is there going to be a team deathmatch?
One thing at a time.
If they can figure that out.
Seriously, was this ever a full price game? I'm so baffled by this.
This is why I do this.
So it's a multiplayer only game.
Yes.
It has no story.
It has a story.
It has like 8 characters.
The story, you just have to go on YouTube to find the story.
Yeah, you have to buy the comic books.
You don't have to buy
the or watch the movies.
Go to
just
the library.
Google search movies about Overwatch characters, NSFW, and that's what you want to watch. So it's got what? It's got 8 characters.
8? What?
What is it, 12? I don't know.
It's like 20-something characters.
All I know is the guy who like shoots music at people. Right. And wears lime green.
Lucio.
Yeah.
He's good.
I bet he's awesome.
I almost wore my Lucio shirt.
Wasn't he in Streets of Rage 3?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Blade, you mean?
Yeah. I'm
retro. Good retro callback.
Thank you. That's why we're here. Yeah, I want to show my cred.
Yes. Well, look, they made a good game.
I'm baffled by this whole game. What's good? I don't understand.
They
it has
keep
one...
adding stuff to it, and you don't have
no,
to
No, it's not that they
it.
Keep adding stuff to it. They just are eventually going to make it a complete game.
Fine. Well, you can't complain about that.
No Man's Overwatch.
Better than we'll get to that later. What else we got here in multi-platforming and news?
We played some of the NBA Live 18 demo.
Right, NBA
this is
Live like
crazy.
Has been
like,
failing pretty hard for the last couple of years because NBA, the 2K series, just makes so much money, and EA said they can't even compete with them, so they took like a lot of years off.
They took 2 years off for this one, yeah. The last one was 16, so they took 17
well,
off.
They took a few years off before that.
Before that, too, yeah. But then suddenly this one, they're giving a $20 discount if you pre-order it.
Which is weird for a video game in 2017.
And then on top of that, like if you get it at Best Buy and have the Gamer Club thing, then it's $32. And then on top of that, they're giving you a $10 gift card as well.
So $22.
Yeah, $22. So.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Eventually they'll just pay you.
You can't afford not to buy the game at this point.
Which I did. I bought it after we played the demo.
You did?
Yeah, I pre-ordered
it.
When
did you order it? You just like went on
when
your
you
phone?
Guys were playing, yeah, when you and Ty were playing Overwatch for 6 hours.
Right.
But
Objective A, get Objective A.
We were playing Lucio.
We got to get Objective A.
Lucio ball. Just shooting the ball.
So why is everyone Lucio? Get Objective A.
We're past Overwatch, Wombat. Go.
Right, we made it.
We made it back.
NBA.
Don't go back. Go forward.
Is Lucio in NBA?
You could make him. I think you could make him. There's a creative character.
There's a story mode.
There's a story mode, and there's a lot of FMV in there. Like,
yeah, FMV is hot now.
Right.
It's making a comeback.
There's Stephen A., the ESPN
guy. Stephen A. Smith.
Yes. Him and the other guy that he talks to. the not Stephen A. guy.
Real sports guys.
Yeah. Okay. They're in there and they...
The Southern guy?
They're talking like about your creative character like he's a real person for like a long time.
And right. Way too long.
But do they say his name or it's not that good?
The one, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we didn't change his name because we were...
Yeah, we didn't.
We had to move quickly.
Right. But gameplay-wise, it's competent.
Seems fine. It looks good. Looks like real people moving on a basketball court.
They're not just spinning around in the middle of the court anymore.
Yeah.
This is the one with WNBA too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Could you play WNBA teams against NBA teams?
No.
They should patch that in.
Right.
Maybe. Sure.
And mascots.
Well, always mascots.
Yeah.
I mean, their big hook for the game was, okay, it's $20 off if you pre-order it, which is pretty unusual. And we have WNBA.
Mm-hmm. And creating a character and Stephen A. Smith.
Right. But I agree. They should allow the men to play the women.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Why not? Yeah. It's a video game.
Right. Who cares?
It's not, it'd be fun.
And some other news and some gaming news. This is LI Retro related in a way. So the police arrested a fake arcade company in California. I don't know if you read about this. There were six people who had a business making like fake Pac-Man cabinets, all different Namco. For some reason, just Namco cabinets. So they would make unlicensed cabinets, and then they would load in all the retro, 3,000 games also. So they were like double violation, I guess, like on the cabinet itself and putting in all the games. But then the weird thing is, so you think, okay, whatever, how much money is in there, like making fake arcade cabinets? That doesn't seem like something that's going to really like set the world on fire. But when they arrested these guys, they found $1.2 million in cash on the premises. Like, how is that?
People like Pac-Man.
I don't know. Why do they have that just at their house?
The cash? Like,
right. Did they just not go to the bank that day?
Well, if you go to the bank, then.
That's just one day's earnings, you think, from these guys?
Yeah, that's what I was. A week. I was saying they were going to go on, like, Friday or something.
I'm going to say the people making counterfeit arcade games may not trust banks that much.
But how are they getting paid? They're selling these things online. No, you don't get paid cash online.
They go to like a check cashing place.
So they're having people mail them checks.
Yes, and they go to a check cashing place, because they don't ask questions. They just take their percentage.
And you had enough people that bought these counterfeit machines with a check online.
Yes. Right.
So that they could get just cash.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Do the math.
I like it. But... it's strange. Like, there's plenty of these companies that are out there, but most of them, have licensing deals and stuff like that for this stuff. But.
And apparently, Namco's office is in the same city as where these guys were operating. So maybe they were, got some stuff out, the back door of Namco.
I think this is actually the same place, the Dreamcade people, Dream Arcades. They're not these people.
Okay.
I looked that up right away. But they're in that. I think they're in Santa Clara, California, as well. So it must be a big arcade scene out there.
Home of the fake arcade games. Interesting.
I'm just reading this now.
This next story, yeah. Yes. Well, I'll see how I can do this in a family friendly way.
Remember, your son's here.
I know. So there's a League of Legends pro who basically got benched recently because he said he was having too many. Sensual pleasures. I guess, it's pretty hard to imagine that video games are usually they provide the opposite problem. You play too many video games, you don't talk to any women or men.
Well, if you're, you're making them, rolling in the dough you're a champion.
If you're a League of Legends champion, then you have groupies, I guess. And this guy is saying that his bad play is responsible.
You should know you have groupies. Yeah, you have one. She's right up there.
Group E. So he's gonna be work on abstinence now to get his League of Legends game back on track.
That is also why I am doing this.
So anyway, I thought that was a little unusual. Here's a question from Sidar.
Cider.
He wants to know, with games like Night Trap selling out from, I guess, limited run. It's a limited run gaming.
Yeah.
Selling out so fast on PS4, are 90s FMV games the next hot retro game trend?
Maybe.
No.
Just all those limited game...
All the limited run stuff sells out, obviously. Yeah. This one is just one of the biggest profile games that they've had.
Right.
Like, this has it's a real huge retro video game, like, history and lore to it and everything.
Yeah, I am interested in playing it again.
It's a terrible
game. I would
game.
Get it digitally. I know, it is bad. I owned it. I played it. Mm-hmm. But it'd be interesting to watch.
Oh, I just bought it yesterday again.
Yeah, I know.
It's a terrible game, though.
Something about being able to see it not blurry and without load times that are 5 minutes long is something is interesting to me. I would rather have Sewer Shark, personally. But, you know.
Right. That's not a fan favorite.
That's one man's opinion.
What about Marky Mark's?
Technotronic? There was supposed to be a whole bunch of those.
Yeah. They just got that and Criss Cross, right?
Yeah. Make the video.
Criss Cross, make the video, and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, yeah. Make the video.
Oh, yep, that's right.
NXS was another one.
There you go.
Oh, there's a fourth one. People are just naming bands now, right?
Yeah.
So this limited run game thing seems like a pretty good business. They make boxed games of games that
they
you can't buy.
They make a limited run.
Well, they're
of
games that are out digitally.
Or games that just released digitally.
Yeah, out digitally, yeah. And then they charge you either like 100% more than they are, or.
But then people, they all sell out, and then resellers buy them, and. I mean, you buy every one, basically, but not to resell, but just to hold on
to. Right.
But then you just go on eBay and you see like they're selling for three times the price.
Don't buy too many, you'll run out of room in the basement.
It'll be okay.
There's plenty of room. We can have an annex. So to answer this guy's question, no, I don't think FMV games are making.
I don't know. I mean, if this sells well digitally, I wouldn't be surprised if they do it with another.
Well, what's the other one, though?
Sewer Shark.
No.
But they made some modern ones.
Like, Sewer Shark is like a $3 game. Like,
I like Sewer Shark.
Well, I know you like it, but nobody's going to be buying it.
No. Well.
There's a game called Her Story, which is all FMV.
Yeah, but that's new. We're talking about retro. I'm trying to think of other good retro FMV games that.
Wirehead? Are you going to Wirehead?
I don't even think I know that one.
Mm. It's where you controlled a like middle-aged man. He had a wire in his head. And somebody was chasing him, and like he would like step outside and like step on a skateboard, and you had to like go down the sidewalk with him.
This sounds made up.
That is the level of FMV game. That's one of the better FMV games.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft.
Stuck with Willie Beamish.
What's that?
Sure.
Right. At JGCiv asked a question. He wants to know. It says, "Was Microsoft Play Anywhere a mistake? Play Anywhere is." The service where if you buy a game on Xbox, a certain game on Xbox or PC, you get a code for the other platform that you didn't buy it on. Wouldn't it be better to trap users in an ecosystem than give them a platform that has Steam? So he's thinking by getting games onto a PC, people will just figure out that Steam is there and then just ignore the Microsoft Store. I think people know that Steam is there already. It's pretty popular service. Yeah,
I think the other argument there that he's possibly making is that people will buy a PC then and not go buy an Xbox. But I don't think that exists too much either.
I don't think that exists too much either, and I think the big play really is, but they're not buying something from Sony, and that's really all that matters to Microsoft. It's not about beating Steam, and it's not about selling the most Xbox consoles. It's about getting someone to buy one less PlayStation 4.
I don't think that's it.
Well, maybe like a multi-platform game. Well, just to convince somebody if you're going to buy a multi-platform game, maybe there's a reason to not buy it on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they want you to buy it on the Xbox, though. They don't care if you buy it on a PlayStation.
I think they would rather see Sony fail than them succeed.
What are you talking about?
You think they really hate each other that much?
Yeah, I think they'd rather burn.
They just want the money.
They'd rather burn down the whole building than save the kitten. I just made that analogy up, and it makes no sense.
That sounds weird to me. It sounds very strange to me. Nintendo. Nintendo announced a new Nintendo 3DS XL, the Metroid edition. They
is
make
it,
a lot of.
Is it new, or is it just it has?
No, it's the new Nintendo. You know, it's called the new Nintendo 3DS. That's the name of the thing.
It's the same 3DS XL that's out there.
Okay. But it just has like a Metroid sticker.
This is not the newest one that they... The newest one they have is the new Nintendo 2DS XL.
I know there's a 2DS
and a 3DS. So we've gone back to the one before that.
Okay.
Still called new.
And it's still new. And now it has Samus on it.
So it's not a new. It's just the new.
They ran out of room on the box.
It says new on the box still, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Because that's the name of the product.
Right.
Are you confused?
It's new.
Anyway, so yeah, it doesn't come with a game. Just...
Right. It doesn't come with Metroid?
Doesn't come with Metroid. Doesn't come with an AC adapter. Because you only get an AC adapter in the new 2DS.
So if I buy
not in the new 3DS.
But does the 2DS adapter work on the 3DS? Hey, thank you.
There's a yes.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So Nintendo, they'll sell out of these.
Oh, they'll sell out of these.
It's a terrible decision, and they still sell out of them.
They're very good at this. They know what pictures to put on.
Yeah, they just have to put a picture of the right thing on there.
And just crank a new one out every couple months.
Oh, look, it's Pikachu wearing a Link hat. I got to buy four of them.
Right. It's kind of odd that they went 3DS with this, though, since they just put out the new 2DS.
Maybe they found like a crate of these in a warehouse somewhere, and they're like, just paint them up.
Yeah.
Ship them out.
Rawhide.
Right. Here's a question from Tom. Let's just go with Tom, because the rest of this is too confusing to read. What franchise would you like to see Nintendo acquire and then put a Nintendo spin on?
Go into detail, please.
Yeah, it's a very specific.
Well, answer. I'm wearing a blue shirt. What franchise should Nintendo acquire? I guess this is just a hypothetical. So.
Red Dead Redemption.
Okay. And what would Nintendo's Red Dead Redemption be? Would it be like Breath of the Wild, but good?
Oh, can't say that in this room. You're going to get tomatoes thrown at you.
That's okay. IMAX.
What?
I don't know.
IMAX? You think they're going to be afraid of the tomatoes? They might damage the screen?
Yeah, exactly.
You think you're safe? I don't know. I don't... Nintendo doesn't even put out like their own franchises that they own often enough.
They could get like, if Capcom would allow them to like take Mega Man type thing, or Konami would let them take Castlevania,
just, like, maybe
make the games, like they wouldn't have to be Nintendo owned, but joint venture there where there's actually games being made of these properties.
That'd be good.
It seems like there's a lot of money that.
What about Nintendo and Capcom and Disney working together to do like a whole new version of Disney Afternoon games, like a new DuckTales? There is a new DuckTales.
Cartoons.
Yeah, I watched it this morning. It's good.
Nice. Well, Just admit that in front of everybody.
Whatever. It's got race cars, spaceships, and airplanes. It was a duck blur.
Yeah. That was coming. All right, let's move on to Sony as soon as possible. No Man's Sky, a very controversial release, just had a major update, adding basic multiplayer, a story mode, improved graphics, improved everything pretty much, supposedly.
A 30-hour story.
Is that enough to get you back? We all own it, right?
Yeah.
We all sort of got sucked.
It all came out like the same week that this was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember falling asleep watching you play it on your couch.
Eh?
Right. Oh, it came out.
The day. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to give it another shot, I think.
I would check it out. I checked out the last update, but really for like a limited period of time. It didn't really hook me very quickly. But I'm interested. I mean, I own the game. It's not like I have to do anything to try it other than download the update.
Do you think that all the blowback that they had received, all the negative commentary, you know, and there was so much of it when the game came out, do you think they could have avoided that if they just called this game early access? I guess they didn't really – PlayStation didn't have any program like that.
They still don't.
Well, that's why – what's his face? Player Unknown. That's why Battlegrounds is going to the Xbox One.
Because they have an early access.
Because they have an early access.
And they paid him a lot of money.
And that helps, I'm sure. But still, that's why he said he's doing it, because he could do it on early access. You know, if they released No Man's Sky even at $40 and called it early access.
Okay, right?
I think people, because then a year later they would have said, oh, and now it's finished. It's not early access anymore. Look how awesome we are.
When it says early access on there, you don't really have much right to complain.
People still complain. That's what.
Right,
that's
but
what
you sort of
do.
Lose your edge.
Yeah,
I feel.
I've lost my edge years ago.
I know. All right, let's. We're at the keg bag already.
I like that.
Did we want to talk about PlayerUnknown?
Oh yeah.
Hey, you played it.
I played some of that.
Right. You guys play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds at all? Anybody? Is that a really more retro thing? Some people play it.
It's got a retro feel.
Sort of?
Yeah, why not?
If you say so.
I don't know. I'm trying to tie it all together.
If you don't know, that's the game where it's you versus 98 other people, and they drop you into a map that's sort of like Hunger Games, and you just pick up weapons that you find along the way, and it's every man for himself. Well, there's also squad modes, too. And then the last person standing wins. But it's become a real sensation on Twitch. People love watching other people play it.
I enjoy it. I like it when you play during my lunch break.
Yeah, I like it. I'm very bad at it, and I get scared very easily.
That's why I like watching you play.
Yeah. But we made Ship play yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not a mouse and keyboard player, so we were playing.
You didn't do that well.
I did patch it. I got
18th. I thought that was good.
You can
good
hide enough. A
That's
lot.
That's good.
I'm good at hiding.
Yeah. And you can get pretty far just on hiding.
Yeah. It's an interesting game. I don't know if it's for me necessarily.
But it's $30. It's early access.
I like that you play around and then it's quick. Like, it doesn't take very long, especially if you die early.
If you go to the end, though, it takes a while.
I got the 18th. That was pretty much, I could see what the end would be like.
Right.
It was a lot like what I was doing, except you kill
more
the guys.
Yeah. Less hiding and more shooting.
Yeah. But no, it's cool. I'm looking forward when it comes to Xbox, I think.
This fall.
Yeah. I know you can play with a controller on
PC. Is it this fall or is it next year? I thought it was
this fall.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. So, CAGBAG? Do we have the ability to take questions here, too?
Can we take questions here? Oh, you do? Okay. Well, let's do. You want to do a couple of these?
A couple of those, and we'll do some questions.
Why are you taking it?
I was going to go into the crowd. I'm not supposed to go into the crowd.
No, how are you going to answer the questions if you're out in the crowd?
I don't know. The mic would be there. I could still talk into that mic.
Okay. Let's answer a few more listener questions, and then we can have live questions.
Sure.
Christian Spicer.
Who?
Writes in and asks, what's the most expensive game you've ever purchased? And what's the most valuable game in your collection? These questions are probably both for Shipwreck.
Yeah.
You go first.
Me?
Yes.
I didn't have a Neo Geo. I was never really into collecting games. So I don't think.
Didn't
I ever,
you have Steel Battalion, or am I making that up?
Oh, I probably bought. Well, I no. You know what? I did buy like Dance Dance Revolution. I got into that for a little while, so I was importing some of those games, and then I got like my PlayStation modded so I could play it. That was like the biggest investment I made on just playing a single game. I think, you know, modding a system and then buying the imports.
That sounds like...
I don't remember the price because it was a while ago. Like
$5,000.
No, it wasn't.
I know.
It was normal.
Normal.
Normal price. Most valuable? I don't know that I have anything. I have a Bally Astrocade that doesn't work. I don't think that's probably worth anything, and a bunch of games. I have a Telstar Ranger from 1977 that works. I don't know that that's worth anything. Yeah. Chip, do you have any valuable things? Is it something you just bought today?
No, it wasn't today. I think it's probably Panzer Dragoon Saga. And I spent some money on that.
Like how many zeros?
Oh, no. Just two zeros.
But
the top.
500?
How much?
Five?
A little bit less than that. I think I spent $400 on it.
That's a lot.
Is that the one you got in North Carolina?
It is.
Yeah. See, I remember stories.
Yep.
Nice.
But I don't know. It's hard to, like, if you go back, you guys don't have that many retro games at your houses, though, anymore.
No, I'm not really.
They're all
retro.
Worth a ton of money now.
I bet.
Yeah. Everything I pull out, it's like, really? This is worth like $60? This was just a common game.
That's interesting. I didn't think that they would be worth anything because they made so much.
Have you looked around out here?
Yeah. I didn't really, yeah.
at all these vendors, you're like,
but you have
wow.
to have the box and everything.
It's like, there was a, I don't know if we'd get on the vendor or whatever. I don't know if it was a good price or not, but there was a Turtles in Time because Christian Spicer was looking for that.
Yeah.
In box. It was $225.
Yeah, that's a lot. Here's a follow-up question from AtlasShrugged80. He wants to know how Shipwreck tracks down all those retro video game stores. Is there a secret to finding them? I mean, what, you just look on Google Maps, right?
I look on Yellow Pages, actually.
That's a thing?
That is a thing.
Like the book or the
website? Not the book. I don't bring the book with me.
Oh.
But there's a Yellow Pages app that it's pretty easy to just like type in
you let your
specific
fingers do
categories.
The walk-in?
Yes, on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that better than Google?
I don't know.
These guys are so retro.
I think Google just has more results, and so it's more muddled. than Yellow Pages.
I see.
The Yellow Pages app. I also don't go to, I go to a lot of like bookstores, like in thrift shop type things that aren't necessarily the video game stores, because then you don't pay video game store pricing.
Yeah, I went to a flea market last week. I didn't, thinking there might be something cool. I didn't see anything too amazing, but it might have been just too big a flea market.
Is it the one from Flea Market Flip?
No.
Oh, there's one up here. I see it on Flea Market Flip.
Oh, you should have told
Island
us.
Long Island something flea market.
Mm, Tri-County?
Maybe. That sounds right. Yeah.
Oh, it is. So, yeah, that's the one I was in. So, it shows what I know. Tri-County Flea Market. That's where I was. I went there.
Did you flip anything?
I did not flip anything. We had to kill like 45 minutes, and that's where we were. And we're like, let's go check out this garbage. And that's basically what it was.
And you left it there. You left the garbage where you've had. At Jigataco writes, everyone says nobody cares about backwards compatibility. All these retro system reissues and Boxo emulators say different. Discuss. Do people really care? I think when people are buying a new console, it's a good excuse to like buy the next new console if it says it has backwards compatibility, even if they never use it. I think that people use it as a buying point, but in terms of actually using it, maybe it's not used that much.
I think it's going to be used more now that everything's digital, though. Like the way that Xbox is doing it, where you have all the Xbox 360 games, you're more likely to just, if it's on your hard drive and it's in there in your list of games, to go in and play something.
Right. You may not still have the discs anymore.
Right. So I think it's going to be bigger going forward, but there's definitely a market for having these old school games.
And it does seem that there's a lot of these like retro systems that come out, you know, that you load ROMs
every month.
Every month there's a new one. There's a Kickstarter or a Indiegogo for one. So I guess you can whip these together pretty cheaply.
Is it a market, though? It's still, I think, a fairly niche market. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's not a dominating market.
Right.
You know, I think it would be a sad state of the video game industry if the most popular thing was retro, even though we're here.
You're saying that at Long Island Retro?
I'm saying that. I know my controversial stance at the Long Island Retro. But I think the reason why retro games are fun is because it's a look back on what games were like while you still have the newest, latest, and greatest to play. I think it's an alternative. It's like, you know, it's like eating a Twinkie every 6 months. I love Twinkies when I was a kid. I don't really like them too much now, but every now and again, it's like, I remember when I loved Twinkies.
Right.
But,
should we take questions from the crowd?
Yeah, sure.
Are there any questions from the crowd?
Anything about Twinkies?
We have a microphone that we can set up.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, no, they're all prepared.
Hey, guys. My name's Mario. I've been listening to you guys for a very long time. Brought my wristband.
Oh, nice.
I believe it's pronounced Mario.
I was going to say
it's definitely pronounced Mario, and I got really angry at that podcast because I really want to correct you, Wombat. We, you know, forgave you for believing that Mass Effect Andromeda is the game of the year. It's okay. My brother and I, we're going to Japan in November, and I was just thinking, like, is there something really video gaming in Tokyo or another town that we should do because we really like to suggest?
You should go to Akihabara. That's pretty much the place you want to go. It's got a lot of arcades. It used to have a lot of small gaming shops, but the town's gotten sort of built up over the years, and I don't know how many of those stores are still around. It's just as it gets more popular, the bigger stores move out the smaller stores. But there's still a bunch of arcades there. I met this guy in Akihabara a lot, played a bunch of games there. But that's where you want to go, I think. There's a store called Super Potato that's really famous that has a ton of retro stuff.
And Trader.
Trader is like where you go to buy like the used.
And the camera store.
And
Yodobashi
camera is like the gigantic Best Buy type store. But you could spend a fair amount of time in Akihabara.
There's like stores like on the second and third floors of buildings as well. Like I went to that Transformers thing that was like five stories up.
Everything's
never know about.
There's no space, so they build up. So you'll spend a lot of time.
Kind of like
there.
This theater.
Didn't you go back to Akihabara like three times or something to buy things?
Yeah, I went to Akihabara three times in a week when I was visiting you in Tokyo.
Yeah, and you're going during a good time too, November. The weather will be good. You won't be sweating here.
Cool. Thank
stuff
you.
Off. Yeah, you got it. Any other questions?
Oh, up there. We got a question.
Way in the back. You're going to get a lot of exercise up those stairs. Oh, you met you halfway. That was nice.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
So I wouldn't have even thought about it, being that I'm at a retro expo. But you guys brought up the PlayerUnknown and the Twitch stuff. I wonder if you have any comments on the controversy around stream sniping and how people are getting banned from games for watching streams and using it to their advantage.
Right.
I think it's ridiculous.
You think it's ridiculous that they're getting banned?
Yeah.
So if you don't know what stream sniping is, there are people who play these games on Twitch and they broadcast to a lot of people that really have a ton of followers and have thousands of people watching. And then what happens is other players will find out these guys are streaming. They'll get into the game and they'll watch the broadcast, so they'll know exactly where this player is, and they have an unfair advantage to killing the player because they see exactly what he's doing. The new take on that is they just added car horns in the game, and now they troll these players in the game. They get in the Jeeps, and they just follow the players around because they look at the stream, they see where these guys are at, and they just honk the horn as they circle around.
Now, these would most likely be, you know, the Twitch streamers that are being followed. They're the stars.
Yeah.
These are people that are making a lot of money streaming.
Well, I don't know how much money they're making, but they're...
I mean, if they're making, if they're making enough where it's their job, then they should just count their blessings and enjoy getting shot in the head.
I think they're just gonna, they'll have to figure this out. They'll have to figure out some way to only let certain people into those rooms or something.
Yeah, you can set up, these guys have their access to private servers.
They should be thrilled that their fans want to do that.
But to answer the question,
I don't know that those are their fans.
Though. I don't know that.
Sure,
so, but should people be banned from the game for doing something that you're allowed to do? I mean, that you can do in the game. It's not if they don't put horns in the game. If you don't want people driving around honking the horns,
right? They have to figure it out on the other end. It's not on the users. They've figured out how to do it in the first place without breaking any rules.
They're not banning people playing the game, basically. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, just one little follow-up thing.
Sure.
Another thing that they were talking about is like those streamers, being that they have such huge followings, they should be expecting that and maybe putting a delay on their streams to prevent it. But then again, people are getting banned for doing it. So.
Right. I mean, if you put a delay on your stream, you can do that. But then when people in your chat room are you're trying to respond to them, everything's so far behind, it's really hard to keep up with your community. It's hard just to do it with the natural delay that comes with it. If you set even more delay, it's just hard to stay connected with your community. I mean, I only have I'm lucky if I have 50 people watching me play, but these guys have, thousands of people watching. But I don't know. It seems like you shouldn't be banned for doing it.
Or find another game.
I mean, you should also get a life this is how you get off. It's like honking your horn at.
I thought you were going to say streaming for a living. I'm like,
no,
they're doing just fine. Leave them alone.
That's fine. But if you have to troll people, I think you should probably find another hobby.
What they need to do is they need to have, the streamer needs to have a friend that's also playing to get the guy.
Right, kill that guy quick.
To kill that guy quick.
Just bigger and bigger circles of people honking horns.
It's like the little old lady that swallowed a fly.
Right, hopefully the troll is streaming his play too.
Exactly.
I like it.
So you need to get a guy to follow that guy, and then they'll get a guy to follow that guy, and then the 100th guy will be the guy who wins every time.
Or you just hire a big guy with a sack of rusty doorknobs to show at the guy's house.
Yeah.
A little intimidation.
For sure.
That might be illegal. I'm not sure. Any other questions?
Oh, we got one down here.
Come on down.
Hey, my name is Dave.
Me too.
Like you guys' podcast.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, recently over the last few years, there have been a lot of HD remakes of Homeworld, DuckTales, Dragon Slayer, StarCraft. What HD remix? I'm hoping for a Warcraft remix, but which one are you guys hoping that will come out next?
I looked at the StarCraft. I used to play a lot of StarCraft, and I saw the video of the HD remaster of it, and in my mind, that's what the game always looked like. I was like, isn't that what it looked like when I played it? And then, then I watched the video of what it really looked like. I'm like, oh yeah, it didn't really look like that, but I don't feel like a desire that I need to go back. I mean, I played it so much. I don't know that a lot of these games I need to go back and revisit. But I'm sure World Warcraft is going to get one. I mean, it's like free money for these guys. Are there any HD remasters? I mean, Wombat loves playing HD remasters. That's your middle name.
It is. That's my parents' fault, though.
Right.
Weird.
I'm trying to think, because now I'm on the spot. I feel like I was thinking, because we talked about this just a few minutes ago, I wouldn't mind, like, Castlevania HD remasters. Like, the first three games, the first three Castlevania games remastered with, like, hand-drawn animation. That would be pretty baller. Who wouldn't want that? Show of hands.
And a full
round of applause.
Orchestra score.
Yeah, full orchestra score. The whole deal. Turkeys, hand-drawn turkeys. Who doesn't want that?
Right.
Fishmen that you can actually see the face. I remember playing the first Castlevania game, and if you remember, the instruction booklet had all the enemies in it with these hand-drawn versions of what the enemies looked like. And I say looked like in quotes, because in the game, they didn't look anything like that. But they look super cool in the instruction booklet.
Right.
No,
a lot of games did use that trick.
Yeah, but how cool would it be to actually have a game where the enemies look like that? The version of Castlevania.
Konami still making games?
No, but someone should, maybe Nintendo should.
Right.
Bring it back full circle. But someone should, I mean, you know, kickstart it.
I would play that.
Exactly. I think we all would.
It's so hard to remember what hasn't been HD remade already. I guess those old Disney Capcom games, not the afternoon ones, but Lion King and Aladdin. And all those.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid, all that stuff. I think that could be updated pretty well.
I don't know how impressive it would be today, though.
Oh, it's not about impressive. I think those are just... Those 2D platformers, I think, do okay when you do HD remakes of them, because the hitboxes are easy to understand. Like, you can just swap out for better animation.
Right. All right. Any other questions?
Well, it sounds like a whole bunch of people getting confident in their ability to ask questions.
Yes.
Hi. Is this for you?
We'll send it down there next.
Two things. Wombat, I brought a copy of your favorite game for you to sign.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And
a copy of Overwatch, as you can see.
In the spirit of the convention, if you guys were stuck on a stranded island and you could only have one retro game to play, what would it be and why?
It has to be retro. What's considered retro?
SNES and...
N64 back? And I'm hearing lots of different...
Nothing on a disc.
Nothing on a disc.
Nothing on a disc?
Cartridge-based game.
If it was disc-based, I was going to say Tony Hawk 2.
PlayStation 2? It was on N64.
But I don't want that version. That's not what I'm on. No.
What about like top-down Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto. That could be your answer.
Yeah, I like that. I like games, you know.
But that was, what was that? Oh, I guess PC?
PC.
Because it was on PlayStation 2, wasn't it? Was it on PS? No, PS1. PS1. PSX.
When you get back further than the PS1 era, those games, they're so short that it's hard to, like...
Oh, maybe like Tetris.
Sure.
They're not good for the desert island experience.
Right, the desert island experience, you're gonna just play the same thing, like the same couple hours over and over and over.
Right.
Something like Tetris could work, Dr. Mario.
You know, like the Game & Watch collection.
Dr. Mario, you could at least have it in the background with the music playing
while you're losing your mind.
Yeah, while you're befriending your coconut.
Right. I could see. That could speed us.
Losing to the coconut in multiplayer. You beat me again, Wilson. Good game.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
As I'm getting older and in a small apartment, I've been purging a lot of my old collection, selling things off. I think I've come to terms with, you know, if I really want to play some games again, I'll probably end up getting an EverDrive at some point. Shipwreck, since you have such a large collection, why? Like, when you get games now, are you just more in it for the hunt, or are you looking for, like, specific games now?
I generally don't go out and look for a specific game when I'm buying, because then I'm paying top dollar for it. Mm-hmm.
I like to shop. I mean, we're part of a deal website, so that's why I was here to begin with.
I feel like when you buy something, like, it has two purposes. One, to buy it, but then you can talk about it on the podcast.
Well, that's a little bit of it too, but I like getting deals on stuff. That's why I go to Target every Monday to check their end caps. I also like that there's value that you can resell it in the future, because all this stuff just keeps going up in value right now. So I don't know. And I have fortunate to have a big enough house to
house it all.
Yeah,
move to Ohio. That's the big tip.
We have great targets.
Pro tip, move to Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. And you won't have to sell your collection.
Cool.
But you have to live in Ohio.
Right. Yeah, I got rid of most of my stuff.
But you don't have to live in Ohio.
I know. I had to move around a lot. But okay, one more question. Finish big.
This better be a good question or we're going to laugh you out of the room.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, that's weird. Okay. This is not really a question, but more of a comment.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I really agree with you that Overwatch is a terrible game. I played it when it first came out, and I had no idea, like, what to do. It's not even, like, a game. There's no story. You just run around aimlessly
They're scoring. Dude, how much did Wombat pay you to ask that question?
I cannot tell you that information. Right.
Okay. You have a lot of people who agree with you. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming. This is a lot of fun.
I'm still laughing at the Overwatch guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, even him. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. And I think that's it.
Brett's done.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks, guys. Coming up next...
Mattel's Battlestar Galactica Collection. You can imagine the Imperious leader commands the Cylon Centurion to capture Daggett.
Make Daggett lead us to the humans.
You can imagine Daggett fears Ovion, the enemy with insect arms.
Lieutenant Starbuck?
Yes, Commander Adama?
Prepare for secret mission.
Each figure sold separately. Daggett, Imperious leaders Cylon Centurion and Ovion. Each figure sold separately, not for use with other Battlestar Galactica toys. New from Mattel.